Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, it's Matt Cain here, Editor-in-Chief of Attitude. Just popping up to let you know who my next Attitude Hero is going to be. Just before I do, let me remind you that Attitude Heroes is sponsored by the Great Britain Campaign, which welcomes the world to visit, do business, invest and study in the UK. You can check out their website at great.gov.uk. And our co-sponsors are Jaguar. If you'd like more information on their products, then you can visit the website jaguar.co.uk or look out for them in the latest issue of Attitude magazine. So far on this year-long series of podcasts, we've interviewed famous gay men from the worlds of music, comedy, TV, theatre, writing and politics. But we haven't had a sportsman. The reason, I'm sad to say, is that there are still very few openly gay sports stars in the UK, or anywhere else for that matter. My guest this month has certainly done his bit to change that. He's one of rugby union's all-time most successful players, having captained Wales and played for his country in 100 test matches. When he came out in 2009, the response was immense. Here, finally, was a sportsman at the very top of his game who was publicly willing to be open about his homosexuality. He is, of course, Gareth Thomas. When I visited him at his home in South Wales, he was on fine form. Candid, passionate, and perfectly happy to talk dirty. I will warn you now that Gareth does like the odd swear word, but then again, so do I. Here's a little taster of Gareth telling me about his first sexual experience with a man.
So the first man that I kind of was intimate with was actually when I was a postman. It was the most fucking awkward time ever.
Oh my God, this is like something out of a porn film. You were a postman and...
Yeah, I was a postman. So I was delivering letters, and then there was this guy who came out because I'd posted like his letter through the door and it hadn't kind of gone through the door correct. So I thought he was going to come out and say, so you didn't put it all the way through.
You're sounding very carry on now.
I swear, but so he came out and I'm standing there and there was this... Like, I was kind of like, oh, fucking hell, what's going on here? And
was he fit? So you're talking about being desperate, but was he actually fit?
Put it this way now, I wouldn't touch him with a shitty stick if I really seen him now, but like, that's how desperate I was. So he invited me in, and we kind of had this, it was the most awkward sex ever.
But how did... Right, so just a minute. So how old were you at the time?
17, just going on 18.
So how does he... just? How do you go about inviting a 17-year-old postman in for sex when there's nobody anywhere in the surroundings who's gay and nobody knows what gay means?
Yeah, well, so I then posted the letter in, so he came out and then he said, oh, would you like a cup of tea? Because it was like a freezing cold, ridiculously early morning. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay. And...
Something in his eye? Did you?
I genuinely have no fucking idea what it was. Like, I genuinely don't know what. Maybe there's people listening to this will be like, well, that was your gaydar, but whatever it is, I don't know. But there was this, there wasn't an attraction. There definitely wasn't an attraction, but there was this feeling that, holy shit, something might happen here. So we went in.
You must have been terrified.
Well, I thought he was going to give me a cup of tea in like a plastic cup and I'll take it away. But he gave me like a cup of tea in a mug and I'm like, oh, fuck. Right, I can't just take your mug. So I sat down, he sat next to me, and it was like this weird thing of, you know, I suppose even now if you do it, like when you go for a date and like you, somebody's knee touches your knee and you think, oh, hang on.
Electricity. Yeah. In that.
Well, I wouldn't say it was fucking electricity. I was like, right, okay, what's happening now? And then I'd pull my knee away and then he'd put his knee closer. I was like, oh, fuck, all right, okay. And then we just ended up having like the most awkward... random, like, I don't even know if you can, it wasn't sex.
Blowjobs and
wine. Yeah, yeah. Well, it wasn't even that, because, like, like with my teeth, it's like having a blowjob with a fucking cheese grater. It was kind of like, and I just didn't know what the fuck with a blow. Like, what do I do? Like, I literally never.
But in those days, we didn't have any internet. I don't know if I knew what a blowjob
well,
was.
Well, I generally, like, I can honestly remember, and this was kind of after it, was I remember honestly for a while, I was like, with a blowjob, do I blow?
Yeah, no.
Or do I suck? I don't know. Like, why would you call it a blowjob if you suck? Like, I don't know. And I can imagine, like, I fuck it down and blow it. It's always like, what the fuck are you doing?
So you didn't give him a blowjob?
So I didn't give him a blowjob because I didn't know what it was. It was more of like this mutual wanky thing. But then after that, because like, from that then, though, it got quite horrible because I remember going home and obviously nobody knew what I'd done. And it was literally like, I literally felt like the most dirtiest person alive because all of a sudden I'd had all these feelings for such a long time, but I'd never acted on it. So it was suppressed, but it was okay because it was just in my head. But all of a sudden now it became a reality and it was fucking really scary because it was like, I don't know, opening Pandora's box. You're just kind of like, fuck, what have I done?
Gareth Thomas there. We spoke for over an hour and he covered so many aspects of what it's like denying and then accepting your sexuality that I can promise you it's a riveting listen. You don't have long to wait. As long as you've subscribed to Attitude Heroes, and why wouldn't you? The new episode will pop up in your podcast feed in a couple of weeks. That's Gareth Thomas talking to me, Matt Cain, on the next episode of Attitude Heroes. See you then.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.